Whoever wishes to be great must become a slave. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But we're going to talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay right where you are, because here we go. Oh man, I'll tell you what, these messages from Jesus, they are so mind-boggling sometimes, aren't they? Welcome to the program. This is your old buddy Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, wherever you happen to be listening from. It's great to be here with you. It is a scorcher here in South Jersey. You got the window open, but I like the window open even though it's in the 90s right now. It just feels really good. I am never going to complain about the heat, because after the winters we've been having, I just love the warm weather. And I love it when the window's open, even though it's hot right now. You got a nice breeze coming in. We're going to talk about the mass readings from Wednesday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time. And also, if we have time, we're going to open up My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Payone, which I typically like to do on Wednesday, although I don't adhere to the strict format like I used to. I've been really trying to concentrate on the mass readings because there's such a powerful message there. But today's topic is necessary care of oneself. And I think, and again, if I have time, I want to cover this, because we're talking about, if you want to be great, in other words, if you want to get to heaven, you need to be a slave. You need to take care of everybody else. Now, here Father Payone is saying, but you also have to take care of yourself. So I think that's a nice balance right there, because you do have to focus on yourself sometimes. So we'll try to tie all that in together. Again, if we have time, I never know where the Holy Spirit's going to lead me. We are now in our sixth year of doing this program, and I'm so grateful that you are listening. I'm grateful for all of your financial contributions. I'm grateful for your prayers. I'm grateful for your support of Mystic Monk Coffee from my website, as well as my Amazon store. And I would remind you, if you want to keep this program free, you want to help me out with my full-time ministry, every purchase you make of Mystic Monk Coffee, or every purchase you make from Amazon using the link on my website, helps to fund my work. And I really appreciate that. And especially with Amazon, if you shop there anyway, if you just would use the link on my website, it really is a big deal to me. That is very much appreciated. I wanted to mention that right up front. We have any news? I can't think of any big news coming up. I've got a couple trips in the future. So if you're interested in seeing where I'm going to be speaking next, check out followingthetruth.com. Click on the speaking page. And I'm in the process of having a compilation video done. These are some highlights from my talks. When I get this done, I'm going to let you know about it. It'll be about 5 minutes or so in length, little snippets of talks that I've given, so that I'll be easily able to show people this is the work that I do, because I want to get more. I need some more work for either this year or next year. I've already lined up some things for next year, but I want to get more. If your parish wants to invite me, please let me know. You can shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my site, my website, followingthetruth.com, and just click on the contact page. And right from there, you'll be able to get in touch with me. Sound good? All right, let me take a sip of my coffee. Now today, I got something a little different. I know, 90 degrees and he's drinking coffee. I'm one of those guys that can do that. Today, Krispy Kreme coffee is my beverage du jour. I wish I had a Krispy Kreme donut or two to wash that down, but I don't. This is the brand available in the supermarket. Krispy Kreme now markets their coffee, so you can pick it up in the supermarket. I'm all out of Mystic Monk coffee. I need to place a new order. I'll be doing that soon, and I'll let you know the new flavors that they have. By the way, they're going to be revamping their order system in the very near future. I mentioned this on the show last night. Supposedly, it'll make it a lot easier to purchase coffee from them, so I'll let you know when that happens. Right now, you know what it's time for. We are about to speak to our Heavenly Father. What a great privilege. I was talking to him earlier today, and I'm telling you, sometimes we take it for granted, don't we? We take for granted the fact that we are able to converse with the God who created the universe. Excuse me. It's amazing, and he cares about us, and he loves us. What a great privilege it is for us to be able to do that. So I would ask you to join me. I would ask you to just pause. If you're driving, don't stop. Keep driving. Just remember that the Lord is with you, and he can hear you, and he cares about your problems, even the most insignificant problems. You're going through some issue right now. And you think it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal to you. You think it might not be a big deal to God, but yet it really is. Anything that is happening to you that you're concerned about, God is concerned about. Why? Because he loves you. And he doesn't want you to be worried. He wants you to be at peace. And we hear this message so many times throughout the pages of the Bible. If he wants it, then it must be possible. Amen? And if it's possible, there is a way to do it. So know that he wants you to be peaceful. Know that, and this is what I've discovered in my work with overcoming anxiety, both in my own life and helping others, the best way to do it is to not focus on eliminating worry from your life. If you're a worrier, that's really hard to do, but what you can do instead of worrying is open up your Bible, is spend some time in prayer, is receive daily communion if possible. You do these things. And again, not concentrate on stopping worrying, but you do these things, and through the grace that the Lord gives you, you're able to feel more peace. So you're not really doing anything to eliminate the worry. You're just turning to the Lord, and he's taking it away from you. Give that a try. It's a really good thing. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to pray now, ask for his blessings. Ask him to bless the time we spend together. I'm going to ask for him to speak through me, because I want you to hear his message and not mine on the show today. And we're going to thank him for the many great things that he has done for us. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for giving us another day. You are so good to us, Heavenly Father. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate all that you have done for us. We just appreciate the fact that you love us so much, that you have created us out of nothing, that you give us food to sustain us, that you allow our body to keep functioning, because we know that without you, we would cease to exist. So we're very grateful for that. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for all that you have done for us. We ask you to continue to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless those around us, to bless anyone that we encounter throughout the day. Please help those who are sick. Help those who are lonely. Help those who are anxious. Help those who may be struggling with doubt or despair, those dealing with any form of addiction. Help those who are dealing with religious persecution or financial difficulty. Father, we ask that you bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please accept all of our intentions, whatever they may be. Please help with this program. I ask you to speak through me. I ask you to take over the show. Grant me the grace so that I can step aside. So that I can step aside and let you speak through me. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary in this month of May, and we ask for her help. As we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Now, we've got a couple of saints today, too. I want to get all these in here, too. Saint Bede the Venerable, Saint Gregory the Seventh, and Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Yeah, we have a lot of saints today. I believe they're all optional memorials. That means they don't have to be celebrated during the Mass. But it's always good to ask our friends in heaven to intercede for us. That's what we do as Catholics. And just in case you might not be Catholic or you're not really sure about the position that we take, we don't pray to these individuals in the sense that they're divine. We realize they're not divine. We ask for them to intercede on our behalf, just as we would ask one another to pray. That's what we're doing with this. So anyway, it's great to be with you here. My name is Gary Zimak. It is a pleasure to be able to do this show for over 5 years now. Man, sometimes I think about that, and I've had my ups and downs. I really have. And right now, it's a bit tight financially, so that's why I've been mentioning about the increased need for donations. So if you're able to help me out, that would be wonderful. Again, I always tell you, don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. The summer's a challenging time, especially since there's not a lot of speaking opportunities for me. So that's why I've been asking a little bit more frequently for these for your help, and I greatly appreciate everything you've done for me up until now. And just please continue to keep me in your prayers. And I prayed for you this morning at Mass. I will continue to do so. If you have not done so, I would encourage you to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and where the heck else am I? Google Plus. If you go to followingthetruth.com, you'll see all of the little icons at the top of the page of the homepage. Click on those. It'll take you to the appropriate social media platform. And it's a good way. I try to put out different things on each of those platforms. It's one way that you and I can stay in touch and let your friends know about the program so we can get it out to as many people as possible. All right, since we got a lot to do today, let's get right to it. The Mass readings today from the Wednesday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time. Now remember, to put it into perspective, we're in the 8th week. There are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time. And the 34th Sunday in Ordinary Time is the Solemnity of Christ the King. So that's where we stand. Then we launch into Advent. I know we got a long way to go, but I just want you to know where we are right now. The first reading is from the first letter of St. Peter, our first Pope. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 25. Beloved, realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another intensely from a pure heart. You have been born anew, not from perishable, but from imperishable seed, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower wilts, but the word of the Lord remains forever. This is the word that has been proclaimed to you. One of the things that we sometimes lose sight of is the fact that everything that surrounds us in this life is temporary. Everything that we look at, everything we touch, everything we feel, everything we can see with our eyes is temporary. This world's passing away, including our very own bodies. We are passing away too. I'm not trying to bring you down tonight, but I'm just trying to keep it real and help you to realize that what we want to do is we want to shift our focus from these temporary things, which unfortunately occupy a lot of our concern. That's just what happens. We tend to worry about these temporal or material things in our lives, money, possessions, other people, jobs, whatever it is, instead of focusing on the fact that we were created to live eternally with the Lord in heaven. We want to build up spiritual treasure, heavenly treasure, which will carry into the next life. Anything that we have as a possession in this life, it's not going to heaven with us when we die. So we want to be really aware of that and thereby put our attention to those things that will help us to get to heaven. That's the reason we're here. In this first reading, St. Peter talks about the fact that silver and gold are perishable. You know, you have a lot of silver, you have a lot of gold, you have a lot of money. They're not going to do any good for you once you die. And unfortunately, what we sometimes do, and look, I'm talking very general here. You might not do this at all, but in general, human beings tend to value things that they can see and touch and feel. And we like comfort. We prefer comfort to suffering. So if I'm going to be able to live comfortably, then I'm generally going to pursue that rather than to live in a way that causes me to suffer. That's why the problem with money comes in, or that's where it comes in, because more money means more comfort. But if we learn to delay our gratification and focus more on heaven for the comfort that awaits us in heaven and build up some heavenly treasure here. And the way we do that is by giving away a lot of what we have and not by hoarding. If we do that, then we are going to be rewarded in the end, but we don't get that instant gratification. We'll get it in terms of grace, but not necessarily in terms of earthly comfort. So it's a challenge, as is so much of the spiritual life. But once you start doing that, once you start living in a way that brings you closer to Christ, then you're going to have more peace, even though it doesn't seem like it. So the cross, even though it sounds painful, is actually a way for us to achieve great peace, because we're going to have that union with the Lord. Responsorial Psalm is Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. We're blessed because we have the Lord who is looking over us. And, you know, if you're listening to this program, you obviously get it. You realize that the Lord has an important place in your life. So be thankful for that. And let's become more aware. Let's ask him. You can certainly ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this, to be more grateful of that fact and to pursue more earnestly the treasures which will carry over into the next life, heavenly treasures. Alrighty? The gospel is from Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 45. The disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. Now, I just want to point out, I'm going to just interject here. Jesus is on the way to his death. That's this journey to Jerusalem. So this is kind of a somber thing. This is just to put it into perspective. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And Jesus replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus said to them, The chalice that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it had been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now you see what's happening here. We see a power struggle. We see people wanting to be assured of a place of honor in heaven. And this is where Jesus has to point out, guys, listen, you want to get to heaven, you have to become a servant or a slave down here on earth. Listen, that's not the way we think, is it? That's not the way we think. And it's also incredible to note that after Jesus is telling them what's going to happen to him, he's going to be put to death, he'll rise from the dead, their biggest concern, James and John's biggest concern, is we want to be the leaders. We want to make sure that you take care of us. We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And it's amazing to hear Jesus said, "You have to drink of the chalice that I will drink. You're willing to do that?" They said, oh yeah, we can do that. These guys had no idea what they were saying. It's just a reminder that before they received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that's when they really received it. They got the initial portion of the Holy Spirit when on the day of the resurrection, when Jesus appeared to them in the upper room when they were hiding, and he breathed on them, gave them the initial gift of the Holy Spirit, gave them the ability to forgive sins. But for the most part, these guys just didn't get it because they didn't have the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were clueless as to everything, just about everything that Jesus ever said or did. You and I, we've got the advantage. Once we're baptized, we have received the Holy Spirit. When we're confirmed, that completes it. That completes the Holy Spirit's descent into our souls. Now, these gifts that we're given, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, we can continually do things, prayer, good works, grace, to allow them to grow and become more active in our lives, and that's what we should do. But we've got an advantage over the apostles. So these guys have an excuse. We don't have an excuse. We need to get busy. We need to understand. And we need to focus on picking up our cross, following Jesus, because that's where he's going. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to die. When he says, follow me, he never says, you guys go first. I'll be there in a little while. I'm going to catch something to eat. No, he says, I'm going to suffer. I ask you to follow me. He's never asking us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do. So keep that in mind. Let's continue to pray for the grace to follow him, even if it is a little painful sometimes, or even if it's a lot painful sometimes. So now that we talked about serving others, let's look at the other side of the coin, because we can take it to the extreme and say, okay, I never can do anything for myself. How does that work out? How am I ever allowed to do anything that benefits me? So we will open My Daily Bread, which is a book by Father Anthony Payone. If you're a regular listener, you understand how good this book is. If you're new, if you never heard of it before, this book was originally written in 1954 by Father Anthony Payone. He's a Jesuit priest. It's from the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. They were based in Brooklyn, New York. This book is still in print. You can get a copy from Tan Books, or you can get a copy from EWTN Religious Catalog. It's a small book, fits in your pocket, one of the greatest books that you will ever see. And the way it works is we have a message that could be coming from Christ. So when you hear the first part of this, this is Christ speaking some words to you, and then we'll have a reflection, and then we'll end with a prayer. That's how it works. And we've got about 7.5 minutes, so we should be able to get it all in today. Necessary care of oneself. The words of Christ. My child, everyone must take a reasonable care of himself. In time of temptation, arouse yourself, warn yourself, guard yourself, and avoid idleness. No matter how much you do for others, do not neglect yourself altogether. Isn't that amazing? And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't pick the passages in this book specifically to coincide with the gospel. I'm just going through it chronologically. Isn't it amazing when the Holy Spirit speaks? So that's why I really wanted to fit this in, because I said, man, we're talking about serving others. What about doing things for ourselves? So this is the thing to remember. Do not neglect yourself altogether. Beware of too much talking. Whenever possible, try to be alone with me. Take advantage of my presence. Every moment of your life is lived in my presence. Did you hear that? And that's a point that I try to make frequently on this show. Every moment of our lives is lived in the presence of the Lord. He's with us. Even if we don't see him, he's with us. We need to become aware of that. Every moment is lived in his presence. You possess him whom the whole world cannot take from you. I am worth more than everything else put together. And there's that reference to the Lord being worth more than silver or gold or any possession that you could ever have. If you neglect yourself, you can lose in a short time the spiritual strength, which was acquired slowly and with great effort over a long period. Reflect often on the eternal purpose of your earthly life. And see, that's the message that I try to bring home on this program all the time. You are destined to live in heaven. Don't get caught up in the details. You get lost in the weeds sometimes. It's very easy to do. You are here to get to heaven one day. This is temporary. reflect, you have to be a spiritual man to reach this goal. I tell you through my church how to live this earthly life, a reference to the church and the teachings of the church. There is no other way. Examine your progress each day. In a short time, your present life will be over. If you have been faithful, you will never again know fear nor sorrow. Listen to that. Now that's, if you're somebody like me, who may be a little fearful by nature, if you're going through a period of sorrow right now, if you're faithful to the Lord throughout this life, once you die, you will never again know fear or sorrow once you make it to heaven. For the little labor which you do on earth, you will gain a glorious reward and unending joy. I shall not fail those who have been faithful to my will. But the danger for us is that we get caught up in the things of the world. We don't take the time, unless you're spending time meditating on scripture, meditating on good books like this, reading good books like this, maybe watching some Catholic TV, listening to Catholic radio, which you're doing. I mean, it's cool. You're listening to the show. That's a good thing. But unless you take that time and spend time talking to the Lord each day, you're never going to get there because you're not going to be thinking about heavenly things. You're not going to get this message from the world. So continue to take the time. You need that. The man who has learned to pray and reflect looks on self-perfection as his first and highest business. One who studies himself honestly finds it easy to be silent about others. So we look at ourselves, we look at our faults, and all of a sudden, other people don't look that bad anymore. Learn to hold your tongue about the affairs of others unless your duty obliges you to speak. Fix your attention on your own faults and do something about them. If you are a true man of God, the doings of others will not make you worse than you are. If you can remedy a bad situation, do so. Many times, however, you can do nothing but pray over the misdeeds of others. Do this as one sinner praying for another, not as a superior being praying for inferiors. When you have learned to fix your attention on your own affairs, you will find great peace of soul. It's one of the things I've learned in my life. If you spend too much time either looking at the world, you watch the news, you go on the internet, you realize it's crazy out there. So many things are beyond my control. You can easily get yourself all spun up and worried. Same thing is when you look at people and their success. You can look at, oh, this guy has a bigger house than I do. He's got a bigger car. He's got a better job. I wish my life was easier, so on and so forth. You can become very uneasy and unhappy. But if you learn to focus on yourself and spend time with the Lord, make that time between you and the Lord, you will be a lot more peaceful. Something to think about. As far as I can, I should strive to help others. Again, there's that tie-in with our gospel today. Man, I love this. Love how the Holy Spirit does this. In many things, however, I can help only by prayer, good example, and silence. Prayer gives grace to me and others. Good example reminds others of what they should be doing. Silence prevents the spreading of scandal and the flaring of tempers. Minding one's own business is a great virtue. My first task is to save my soul. As far as I can, I must also try to help others live a holier and a happier life. Many things, however, are not in my power. Pardon me. After I have done what I can to help matters, I should leave them in God's hands. And we'll close with this prayer. Lord, give me the courage to look at myself, the honesty to admit my faults and limitations, the sincerity to try self-improvement, and the love for you that will keep me at it for the rest of my life. Let me not be concerned about matters that are beyond my control, except to petition your help. For the rest, let me really live the words, Thy will be done. Amen. Isn't that good? Man, I'll tell you what, that inspired me. Some good readings today. This message from My Daily Bread, you really should pick up a copy of this, and I strongly recommend you do it. You're going to love this book. I think it was a good show today. What about you? I'm all fired up. I want to thank you for tuning in, God willing. I intend to be back here tomorrow, and I hope you can join me as well. In the meantime, let me know if you have any questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Remember, help me out by shopping at using the Amazon links on my website, the Mystic Monk links. If you could send me an extra donation, I could really use it right now. Anything you can afford would be greatly appreciated. You want to become a monthly sponsor, that would be wonderful too. Please have a wonderful night. You're very special to me, and you're even more special to the Lord. God bless you.